Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. Experts in dementia care say the approval of a new Alzheimer's drug in Australia is a big step in treating people with the disease. They say medications like Leqembi could make a big difference. Associate Professor Michael Woodward says it is important to make medications like this affordable for everyone.
There are about 500,000 Australians affected by dementia and probably as many as 1 million affected by mild cognitive impairment. These have a huge impact on quality of life, on the health budget. We need to do something to try and reduce the number of people developing these conditions and reduce the progression from normal cognition to mild cognitive impairment to dementia. We need better treatments to achieve that.
In the United States, police have searched the home of a man who is suspected of killing two people who were being kept in immigration detention. The man shot a gun from a roof nearby, hitting two people, and police do not know why he did it. The suspect's neighbor, Cherie Gates, says no one can believe this happened.
I mean, I consider myself informed and I vote and participate in the community and stuff, but I had no idea that something like this could happen this close to where I live.
China has announced a plan to lower its greenhouse gas emissions. China releases more greenhouse gases than any other country. President Xi Jinping says the country will cut its emissions by 7% by 2035.
We must firm up confidence in the green and low-carbon transition trend of our time, even while some countries are moving against the current.
He said this after US President Donald Trump told the United Nations climate change is not real and criticized countries, including China, for using renewable technology. More online websites and apps could be included in Australia's ban for under 16-year-olds when the new law comes in December. Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young says technology companies need to do more to protect young people.
Simply relying on young people to not click the logout button and be able to freely search the internet or be on a platform out of in a logged out mode is not good enough. This is setting young people up for fail. Look, I want the internet and tech platforms to be safe for everybody.
That's the latest SBS News in Easy English.